If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what it's about. We're here to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer and I are ready to go. Magical Frank over there. Oh, we got some neat stuff to play this hour. We got some clips from Dr. Scott Jensen to play. But the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the COVID fingers and toes. Did you know about that, Frank? Yeah, COVID can produce unique fingers and toes. I'm going to talk about that. And we have a quack report, brief one. It's brief today, Frank. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. And today's devotional puts us in Job 5, where it says, "For wrath kills the foolish man, and envy slays the silly one." Good wisdom. And you want wisdom, that's where you go. Holy Scripture, God is the way, mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Just as a last but not least, it's brief today. New report shows the world that a vast majority of those now dying with the COVID are the people who were vaccinated against it. This is the Public Health of England. They released a new report, shows that 62% of the deaths are associated with the COVID virus are occurring in people who were already vaccinated. This was fresh data out of the UK, shows the injected people are three times more likely to die from the Delta variant when people who are just left with their immune systems as a defense do much better. Nancy Reagan once said, just saying no to dangerous drugs. Remember that? Well, didn't we hear from a virologist once that said that the people who get inoculated with COVID, the COVID would sink into their tissues, the mitochondria, and then when they were exposed to COVID naturally, you know, like the variant, the mutated version, the immune system would activate, but then it would attack the person. It was like weaponizing your immune system. So that could be happening. That would cause like a perfect storm for the immune system to act like an autoimmune disease, if you will, on inflammation and, you know, boom. So, seek Lord's face, Psalms 91, special prayer protection from plagues, and also his herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Take that to the bank. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. Frank's got a couple of clips we're going to play in a little bit. But first, we're going to be talking about the COVID fingers and toes. Bet you hadn't heard about this yet, Frank. Well, the latest symptoms on COVID that is being published is this odd thing. And it's discoloring the skin on the fingers and your toes of many people who have COVID-19. So medicine is calling it COVID fingers and toes. And the strange thing is the COVID tests come back negative. But if they do a biopsy of the skin tissue on the fingers or the toes, those affected areas are tested and it comes back positive for COVID. Isn't that something? So science is calling the condition similar to Chilblains, which is inflamed skin that can occur when you're repeatedly exposed to really cold temperatures. However, with the COVID patients, the inflamed fingers and toes remain regardless of the warmer climate. So there are thousands of cases of COVID fingers and toes in the United States, but most people aren't hearing about it. Well, let's look at the symptoms real quick here. What'd you say, Frank? Sounds similar to cancer, where you can get it in different places on the body. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Well, here's some of the symptoms of COVID patients that develop their COVID fingers and toes issue. They get a lot of itching, red or white patches in on their extremities there. The skin can thicken, almost similar to having a callus. Some swelling, of course. Blistering of the skin can create an ulcer. And peeling, the skin peels, and also slight pain. It's not extreme pain, but it's tender to the touch. Now, the difference between what COVID patients are experiencing and those that react to cold weather is that the COVID is an inflammation issue and not a typical response that blood vessels have to cold temperature. And so the blood vessels temporarily narrow when you're in cold temperatures, and that's where they get that. So the Chilblains syndrome, that condition clears by itself in just a few weeks, okay? With the COVID patients, though, they have the condition for months, and in most cases the condition can clear on its own within about 8 weeks. So dermatologists are also noticing that the COVID fingers and toes symptoms are predominant in children and young adults. not something, Frank. It's just kind of hitting those folks. They also see the condition present itself late in a COVID-infected phase. Okay, so for patients with a longer recovery from the COVID, the skin conditions can linger a bit. Well, let's look at the range of damage from this. So the British Journal of Dermatology actually published a study on this condition June 2020. So the study reports that there is a high number of cases, of these types of cases, and they describe the range of damage to the skin. They describe endothelial swelling. It's often seen in people with diabetes or heart disease, and this is also linked to the vascular system and the lack of vasodilation causing inflammation. They list endotheliitis, which is an autoimmune response with the blood vessels when they become inflamed. They also list fibroid necrosis, which is irreversible cell death occurring within an antigen antibody despite blood vessel walls, and the tissue becomes more fibrinic. And then thrombosis was listed, where you get a lot of blood clots and inhibit circulation, and evidence of vascular damage induced by the virus itself. So we got a lot of things here that are pointing to vascular, right, Frank? What doesn't all this point to COVID? Yes, because we've been just, you know, informed recently. Science has come out and said COVID is a vascular disease. It's not a pulmonary virus. So we've learned from science that COVID is really a vascular disease. And here is what the British Journal of Dermatology is saying. Vasculitis is defined as inflammation directed at vessels, which compromises or destroys the vessel wall, leading to hemorrhagic or ischemic events or strokes even. Okay, so this is where people are getting strokes when they get vaccinated with COVID. And the spectrum of vascular reactions, they say, to injury is variable. So not everybody has ischemic strokes with COVID. Some people have, you know, neurological issues. Some people, you know, have blindness, you know. Some people, you know, just have inflamed hearts. So it's all there, but it's vascular. So medicine has actually known about this regarding COVID for some time, and physicians on the front lines were not informed of this. Here is a quote from the British Journal of Dermatology. They say the presence of SARS-CoV-2 in the endothelium of dermal vessels in the skin, when they biopsy it, for children and young adults, they have acute Chilblains, which is COVID fingers and toes, and it confirms that these lesions are a manifestation of COVID-19. So the clinical features are similar to the Chilblains, where, you know, you're exposed to cold and you get that symptom, but the virus has induced the vascular damage. That's what the virus is inducing, vascular damage. So let's also look at this study. Doctors and scientists in Massachusetts General Hospital, along with Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and the King's College of London, along with Stanford University of Medicine, they created what is called COVID Symptom Study, which is really a health science company. Okay. So the study offers this app to study symptoms of COVID and then track the spread. So here is what they say about using the COVID fingers and toes to diagnose COVID. Quote, the researchers from the COVID symptom study believe rashes like COVID fingers and toes should be considered a key diagnostic sign of the virus after finding 8% of the people who test positive with some form of rash. However, it should also be noted that rashes are very common and in most cases will not be linked to COVID-19. So I guess that means they're not going to be using that manifestation anytime soon. But let's just cover a little COVID history for a second. The world has been told that the COVID-19 is a new novel virus, and science knew nothing about it, and doctors didn't know how to treat it. So this caused a lot of fear within the populations of the world, and then people were in compliance with all the restrictions because they were afraid. Well, here is a quote now from the COVID symptom study suggesting it is not a new virus. And they've been studying it for years and planning the event. This is from the study. The app was built in the United States to support the Nurses Health Study. This is one of the longest-running scientific studies in the world, with 280,000 participants stretching back to 1976. And many participants in the Nurses Health Study are still active healthcare workers who are treating people with COVID across the country and risking their lives and their own health in doing so. So the app is available in the U.S. and in the U.K. They go on to say, Professor Tim Spector, who is a genetic epidemiologist at King's College of London, is the director of TWINS US, which is a scientific study of 15,000 identical and non-identical twins that has been running for nearly 30 years. Okay. As well as using the app to study symptoms in the general population, TWINS UK is using it to understand how symptoms develop with twins. Funding for the program comes from the Wellcome Trust and the National Institute of Health Research. Now, here's something, Frank. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the trustee for the Wellcome Trust, and they are the largest sponsor for the National Institute for Health Research. So let's just digest that for a minute. But at the same time, let's say, well, what can we do? What can we do to help this? Well, we have a few things that are very helpful for people with COVID fingers and toes. I've encountered a few folks with the COVID fingers and toes, and I've noticed that using circulatory herbs helps the condition improve and even go away. Okay, so I typically will use hawthorn berries because it has the ability to dilate vascular system cells and improve blood flow. It reduces clots as well. And then I like to use a very high Scoville, you know, heat cayenne, real high Scoville heat cayenne, like habanero, 250,000 Scoville heat units, really hot. This helps restore normal blood flow to the extremity. Okay. And you can also add some garlic to it if you really are worried about clots. It thins the blood if necessary. And I wouldn't forget using astragalus root because it does contain that whole food zinc, and it helps protect you from COVID virus, according to the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health 2012 study. So they've known about COVID for a long time. So you're going to find these herbs in concentrated liquid form at Apothecary Herbs. Ask for the circulation formula, the hawthorn berries tincture, your astragalus root tincture, and your garlic juice, and be empowered. So this is where your healthcare options just became endless. You can give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The international number, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The website, if you want to go there, is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, they are having their 4th of July sale, and it runs through the 4th of July, so you can save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Some restrictions apply, but you definitely want to use their discount code for the sale, which is 21 July 4. Details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or just simply call and ask about the sale. So people want to know what's not included in the sale. I've had those calls today, and everything with the Apothecary Herbs logo on it is included in the sale. So that would mean their product line is included. So if you're looking for really great professional strength formulas, then you would really do well with this sale. Also, a lot of people are doing the system cleanses just to relieve the burden off the organs of the body to help them regenerate and protect them from infection. So cleanse and nourish, folks. Cleanse and nourish. That's really basic, but it works. So ThePowerHerbs.com. We got a few minutes here, and I definitely wanted to, before we go to our bottom of the hour break, I definitely wanted to touch on what people may not realize as important information with regard to the FDA when they list herbs that they consider safe, and the public, you know, does refer to this list. So it's called the FDA's GRAS list. So GRAS means generally recognized as safe. So they're saying if you see the herbs on this list, they consider them safe to use. So the GRAS list was inspired by U.S. Congress for the FDA. So there's this whole lot of talk about, you know, regulations regarding the FDA's new dietary ingredient guidelines even. So much of the articles on all of that and town hall meetings have been kind of generated upon the release of a piece of paper intended to eventually be made into law, but hasn't. So the Supreme Court did rule on the FDA's GRAS list way back when. So if you see the FDA's GRAS list, they have about 420 substances on the list. Many of them are your dietary supplements as well. So not all your herbs will be on that list because FDA hasn't tested all of them or hasn't paid for testing on all of them, or testing hasn't been submitted yet. So the FDA doesn't do any testing, right? Other third parties will do that. So you can go to your FDA's website, though, and you can click on food, and from there you can type in anything you'd like to check. For instance, you can type in herbs on their GRAS list, or food additives. You can look the status up on that list. So there's lots of things that you can do. They're all alphabetically listed there. So you can also click on G for garlic if you want, and you can see the nutrients, the herbs, the minerals, the vitamins are all on this list reflecting ingredient substances that are approved and cleared by the FDA. Here is a quote by U.S. Congress. They said this in 1994. Substances that are generally recognized among experts qualified by scientific training and expertise to evaluate their safety has been adequately shown to be safe under the conditions of intended use are excluded from the definition of food additive. So basically, you know, excluding food additive, and that could be just a generic term for just about anything, can it, Frank? So what does it take for an item to get listed on the FDA's GRAS list, or generally recognized as safe? Well, the items listed have gone through what is called a review, and many of them are self-affirmed. So the FDA is required to maintain this database called GRAS List Inventory. And it's interesting that 1997, the FDA itself issued a proposed rule that an independent panel of experts meeting with congressional guidelines was established, and it's called DSHEA. And they tend to confirm the safety of substances and then also inform the FDA of any inclusions or exclusions that should be on their list. So the rule was intended to streamline and make the process faster for substance approval, but unfortunately the rule didn't get fully finalized. So, of course, this is government at its best, not functioning very well. So what could you see possibly on the GRAS list? Well, there'd be groups of substances like carbohydrates, sugars, fibers, lipids, proteins, extracts, enzymes, minerals, and other types of substances. And once the substance does get on the GRAS list, it can be used in foods, it can be used in beverages. So once it's approved, it can be used in just about any recipe. Now, also thanks to congressional law known as the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, that's your DSHEA, by the way, supplements are also allowed to be used as such without any special, I would say testing like drugs go through. Okay. Many supplements and ingredients are used in supplements that have already been listed on the GRAS list as safe. So this means according to your FDA, if it's on the list, it's already gone through various studies, including toxicology. So now, in most cases, we have a historical data of human use on a lot of herbs, and also there's some safety studies there that have been, you know, already done in our medical history. And a lot of those supplements are also on your list. They're kind of grandfathered, if you want to talk about it that way. So now in 1958, Congress enacted the Food Additives Amendment, and this act defined what food additives were and what they required, some pre-market approval, and also established a standard review process for them. It's also established that the food additives were different from the grass substance additives, so they made their own little separate list for food additives. So your food additives would be substances like preservatives, coloring agents, dyes, emulsifiers, sweeteners, thickeners, and that kind of thing. So they have their own separate list. They're not on the grass list. Now just because the FDA has a grass list doesn't mean it's completely accurate, okay? So there's quite a few herbs that I know of through my training and career as an herbalist that are completely safe for human use, but the FDA will not include them on the grass list. They're not generally recognized as safe by the FDA. So basically they're not on there. Now also your pain herbs, you know, Frank, the herbs that we use for pain, which are now considered, you know, street drugs. You know, because they're abused by the population. They're not used as medicinals for the things, you know, that when you have extreme pain. And so, you know, your poppy and your cannabis, these were all our pain medicines. And those didn't make the list, and so they're, you know, under different regulations. So grass list and all can be helpful in some instances, but it's not the full Bible of herbs, if you know what I mean. Oh, I see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663 That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com.
All right. Hey, Frank, that's bouncy. I like that. Okay, I think Frank's got a couple of clips here. Now, I wanted to introduce, this is Dr. Scott Jensen. He is a physician in Minnesota who happens to be running for governor there. And he actually, if you recall, he was kind of vocal in social media when the pandemic was in swing last year, talking about his letters from health authorities telling him that everything needs to be classified as COVID when it wasn't scientifically sound. He was just saying how dangerous that was. Anyway, so he's a stand-up guy. So he has some interesting things to say about COVID, the recent thing with the inflamed hearts and our young children, and also how he would approach, you know, protecting from COVID. So go ahead and play the clips, Frank.
Hi, Dr. Scott Jensen, and I'm running to be the next governor of Minnesota. You can go back 15 months, and you know what's happened? We have had politicians and bureaucrats telling us, we're closing down your business, we'll tell you what's essential, we'll tell you if you get to pay your bills or not. From there, we were told, stay in your home, you don't get to go out. Repeatedly, these things happen. Then we were told, you got to wear a mask. Then we were told, your kids have to wear a mask. Then we were told, your kids don't get to go to school. Then we were told, nursing home residents have to stay inside the nursing home. Families can't join them. They have to die alone. Honestly, it's just one thing after another after another. And then we get to the vaccines. I came out and I said, a little more than a month ago, there's a problem here. We're seeing some myocarditis. We're seeing some stuff go on where our kids who have a 0% statistical chance of dying from COVID-19 are going to be harmed by an overly aggressive, unapproved, experimental vaccination program. Fact of the matter is, when I said that, I did more than just said it. I submitted an affidavit to the frontline doctors requesting a temporary restraining order on the part of the Federal Health and Human Services Committee in terms of lowering the age for vaccines. I had people in my own party saying, gee whiz, I don't know if that's very smart of Dr. Jensen to do. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to stop being political and just do the right thing. Honestly, it gives me no pleasure to say this, but we do have kids suffering from myocarditis, and we've had some deaths. And whatever we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. And you know what else? It's not just myocarditis. It's pericarditis, the sac around the heart. This thing is blooming and exploding. We have thousands and thousands of deaths reported through the VAERS program that indicate that there is a strong temporal association between the vaccine and death, especially in kids. Folks, I hate to even say these words, but I was right. Myocarditis is an issue, and we are intruding and hurting and devastating a lot of kids' lives. I would challenge just one time for, if you will, legacy media to put on their front page a kid, a 14-year-old, on a hospital bed with tubes coming out of every orifice. Show that, like you did the people with COVID-19. Show that 14-year-old who's dying of myocarditis that didn't need the vaccine but literally got bullied into it. Folks, how about a little balance? Thank you. Hi, Dr. Scott Jensen here. I just wanted to do a brief video on this long COVID syndrome that people talk about. So this is for people who had COVID and then there are supposedly long-term sequelae. Without question, some people do suffer long-term residual problems from COVID, but the great majority recover completely. And I think it's important to recognize the power of suggestion. I was talking to a patient about an hour ago who had had COVID and has recovered. And I looked at him and I said, "You've done really well. You're doing no problems, right?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "No issues at all." And we talked about the fact because he was interested in it. He said, "But what if you had told it to me differently, Doc? What if you had said, gee, you seem a little tired. You've gained a few pounds. Do you think you could have this long COVID syndrome, this long hauler syndrome?" And I laughed and he laughed. And we talked about how the power of suggestion oftentimes plants the seed. I see it with mono. I see kids recover from mono. If I walk into the room and say, "Hey, you're doing terrific. That's great to see." They respond in an upbeat fashion and say, "Yeah, I'm pretty much over it." But if I go into the room and say, "Billy, you look tired, worn out. Are you okay?" I've increased by tenfold the likelihood that Billy's going to say, "You know, I wonder if that mono thing's still hanging around." So, frankly, folks, if you had COVID, get on zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Do some meditation. Get some exercise. Look at some botanicals that might be helpful. But realize that you have the ability to make yourself healthier. And the power of suggestion sometimes can put you in a bad place. So don't let it take you over. Are there some folks that suffer from some sort of long COVID syndrome? Yeah, I'm sure there are. Is it overdone? Yeah. Is it sometimes serving physicians to sort of suggest it? Yeah. So be careful of those doctors. Have a good day.
Wow. Well, there. Well said, Doc. Thank you, Frank, for getting those clips and playing them. I hope that encouraged you all out there. You have a lot of power. Just take that power back. Don't be fearful, because fear is from the devil. It's not from God. And he encourages us in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Hey, I got these herbs. They're medicinal. They're completely chemically balanced nutritional elements that will help your body regenerate and heal and protect you. So use them. You know, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's what that means. God can't lie. So check that out. All right. So thank you, Frank, for playing that once again. Appreciate it. And we're going to be talking about thank Frank. Frank points out fear is lack of faith. Yes, of course it is. And, you know, it takes a lot of strength to have faith, doesn't it, Frank? You know, waiting on the Lord. That's hard sometimes to wait on the Lord, but he does show up. Sometimes it's at the 11th hour, but, you know, I'm not really fond of that, that he wakes so long, but he tries man's reins. He'll test you. Yeah, not your strength, Frank. You're absolutely right. You got to pull on the strength of the Lord. Holy Spirit will strengthen you. And that is a promise from the Holy Bible as well. All right. So let's talk about some realities in science for just a little bit. So our modern society, though, today, heavily relies on what science has to say. And what they're saying is evidence-based truth on many topics. Now, this evidence-based science is kind of a little shaky now with COVID, because people that have antibodies to COVID are being told, go get a vaccine, but that's counterintuitive to what science has always been saying. If you already have an antibody, you don't need a vaccine. But that's kind of been pushed aside, and everybody's got to get a vaccine is the message being promoted today. So the average person tends to be trusting or enthralled with scientific medicine, its discoveries, its inventions. And sure, science has contributed to a lot of modern conveniences, but at what point do we say there's this line in the sand that we shouldn't cross? So a line that offers things like, you know, the unknown, consequences and risks, not knowing what those costs will be. So the human mind has this conscience, and it's impressed upon by the Holy Spirit. That's your connection with the Lord. So when we ignore it, we tend to gamble, and we present, and we gamble with the future. We present ourselves at, put us at risk. So we're going to take a look at some of the scientific contributions which influence people, how they think, world leaders, and our overall health in general. Now, for instance, the Nobel Prize is awarded annually to someone for outstanding work in one area of a field like physics, chemistry, physiology, psychology, medicine, literature, economics, world peace, so forth. So the honor of this prize started in 1901 and was founded by a Swedish chemist, Alfred Nobel. And it is awarded each year on the anniversary of his death, December 10th. Now, Nobel was also an engineer and the inventor of dynamite. Did you know that, Frank? He invented dynamite. So in 2005, the Nobel Lecture in Literature Prize was given to Harold Pinter in 2005, and he had some things to say about the influence of untruth on humanity. And I quote, he says, "The majority of politicians, on the evidence available to us, are interested not in truth, but in power, and in the maintenance of that power. To maintain that power, it is essential that people remain ignorant, and that they live in ignorance of the truth, even the truth of their own lives. So what surrounds us, therefore, is a vast tapestry of lies upon which we feed." And he is right. It's like an illusion, like we had an illusion that we could actually vote someone into office. That's all been an illusion. So this mental tapestry he speaks of is incredible. So if we take Mr. Pinter seriously, there is an intricate web that has been woven and established to control our lives. The fabric of our lives seems to be made on a very big industrial loom that's propped up by public education, higher education, mainstream media, entertainment industries, economy, and expansive corporations. So why the corporations? Well, they have money to influence legislation through lobbyists. And one thing that Pinter points out is that the elaborate tapestry or hierarchy also includes science and the intellectuals that are in charge of interpreting the reality. So some people would disagree. Well, okay, so who's interpreting the reality of COVID? Fauci? So some people disagree with this, but what else would experts be doing? Courts will take the word of an expert over the eyewitness or even the victim. And the danger is that the scientific experts will bend reality to conform it to their beliefs, their hypothesis, or even their agenda. So another reason Pinter exposed this truth is that the field of science creates new realities to serve their position. In other words, for those new realities to take root, they are fertilized with powerful people and people with prestige in their professions, right? So this is why in your medical journals, for instance, some of these studies that are paid for finance with grant money, the people in the studies will try to get established physicians or scientists on board with the study as a support of the study. And that's listed in the medical journal, and their name carries weight, so that people reading the study would say, it must be true then. So when scientists can get away with lies, but manage to make the people think it's the truth, Then they become superstars in their hierarchy. And it's an astonishing feat to convince parents it's safe to inject their one-day-old baby with hepatitis and later with over 60 diseases by the time they begin public school. So let's look at the social relevance here. So in our modern society, there is a growing intolerance for self-preservation. So how do you contain the human drive to be independent? Well, you steal away their means to support themselves by undermining education and their ability to gain wealth. And there used to be a common sense out there, but through modern education, there is limited independent thinking. It's discouraged. So this is fatal when a generation does not know where their freedom originated from or where their human rights and what they are. The courts aren't going to tell you what your rights are. They don't volunteer that information to you. So when was the last time you were in a public school or a town hall meeting and heard someone say, "Truth is our most powerful weapon. The pen is mightier than the sword." Or how about, "A good idea can change the world, and reason will take us out of darkness." You won't hear those things. So the economic experts mask the truth, lie about money and the economy. Scientists make up data on research and commit fraud in peer reviews, knowing this will impact medical treatments. Banks and corporations are not forthcoming regarding the security of finances. Political leaders squander billions and lie to those that are supposed to be serving them. And when you have an accumulative effect of these areas with no accountability and the safeguards are ignored, then you have the makings of an irrelevant society. So corruption does not factor well into education, economic, math, scientific medicine, or in the environment, even your national security and religion. And this is what happens when you take your eyes off the true foundations and are distracted by these lies. Think about this, Frank, of the illusion of, you know, our lives. What if the national debt isn't a debt? What if we're all just told that so that those in power can have access to unlimited funds? What do you think? Lies and more lies. Well, it's a possibility, I think. It really is. So you get this artificial dependency going on. So what is it when a medical doctor, let's say, announces to the media that because of medical science, our life expectancy is increasing, but people believe that? What if this were true? It isn't because of scientific medicine. If we reference the Bible, we realize our ancient ancestor used to live to be 800 years old, didn't they? So what actually may be contributing to us living longer is refrigeration of produce for a year-round nutrition and enzymes and vitamins and better hygiene. Now, pediatrician Dr. Barbara Starfield said in one radio interview back in 2010 that modern medicine has little to do with curing disease and has a small statistical impact with regards to trauma interventions. She went on to say, quote, "Medicine has a negative impact on our health with medical errors as one of the leading causes of death in the United States, and that the public health would increase if all MDs simply disappeared." Well, I tend to believe with part of what she's saying. I think trauma care is necessary, yeah? But simply medicating symptoms and making you as comfortable with a disease until you die of that disease, I think that's just wrong. So they really don't cure disease. They treat it, like they give it a lollipop, but they don't cure it. And remission of symptoms is really a lessening of symptoms. It's not a cure. So, and if you think about the way the whole industry is set up, the medical institution is a corporation, and it's controlled by drug companies, and drug companies also control the lobbyists and a lot of legislators, obviously, because now you can't sue them for damage from a vaccine. So who controls who? What's the illusion there? I'm just thinking that healthcare is mostly an illusion. I was talking to someone the other day, Frank, where in Asia they pay their doctors a few cents a day when they're well, and when they get sick they quit paying their doctor. So in that situation, it's in the doctor's best interest and the patient's best interest to keep them well. Here in the Western world, it's the opposite. It's in the doctor's best interest that you not be completely well. So as Dr., you know, Jensen just pointed out, some doctors are taking advantage of this COVID thing. Didn't you hear that part in his talk? Yeah, certainly some doctors are making quite a bit of money on it. So as Dr. Rebecca Carley often had said here on the show, the hospital is one of the most dangerous places to be. And you should never trust doctors. And she was a former surgeon, you know. So when we analyze what goes wrong under the allopathic medicine, we can find that it has a lot of toxic medications. It has a lot of misdiagnoses. It has unnecessary surgery. It has combination of toxic drugs that really hasten a person's death. They have harmful treatments like radiation and chemotherapy, and also a lot of fraudulent diagnosis for cancer and even for the purposes of monetary gain. We've heard that in the news reports. Uh-oh, Frank's weighing in. What are you saying, Frank? Say trauma care is the easiest function to make medicine, function of medicine there is. In one day, most people could be trained to deal with the most trauma. If doctors, lawyers, police, judges, and politicians disappeared, the world would be a better place. Yeah, it goes along with that old joke, you know, what's 300, you know, dead lawyers on the bottom of the ocean and a good start. Yeah, that's it. All right. So we have to take the power back. We have to start thinking for ourselves. Yes, be educated. Have wisdom and discernment in situations. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. You know, obviously there are situations where you have to go. You have to go to the dentist, for instance, and have a toothache taken care of. But there are some things that really you should kick to the curb and say, I don't think so. And for me, the big one is vaccinations, because that's an artificial infection, and that's not how the immune system was designed to operate. And it dysfunctions. It creates a lot of dysfunction in the immunity. So, and I heard that confirmed by virologist Dr. Anthony Morris, who was the FDA virologist, the chief virologist for them back in the 70s. So if that guy was going around saying that, and I've heard numerous virologists since then say that, they all can't be wrong. So some doctors are going to tell you that they don't fully understand the human body, and the media projects the opposite message to you. And here's a question. If doctors don't understand the human body, how can they treat it with things like vaccines when they don't understand the immune system yet? So the real goal of modern medicine really is to sell what pharmaceutical companies are making. Doctors are salesmen for the drug companies, and the medical system is designed to keep patients ignorant about their own bodies and keep them artificially dependent on the toxic chemicals with no cures. So governments protect the medical system because it offers politicians power, control, and monetary gain. And I'm just saying it like it is. I am. So we live in a world with a lot of illusion, and we're supposed to be kept ignorant, and they don't want you being self-sufficient. Okay, let me give you one big example. When our founding fathers established the United States, they were very conscious of what not to do coming from England, because the King of England had, you know, complete control and authority. He owned everything, and he would give his friends, his nobles, land, because the wealth was in land. And if you displeased the king, he would take the land away. So our founding fathers didn't like that process. He felt that you should work hard and have land and start industries and own things, you know. The American dream started there. And so when they set up the United States government, Frank, you'll remember this, they said the United States government can't own any land except for the 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. So when the King of England, you know, had, remember he had claimed a lot of land in the United States on the, you know, the original colonies, for instance. Well, when the war was, you know, finalized, the King of England bequeathed those lands to the U.S. government. Since the U.S. government can't own any land, the U.S. government gave the land away to people that wanted to start farms, industrial complexes, and so on. So all that land was under what is called an allodial title. It's called a land patent. That's another term for it. And so, and under the laws of land patents and allodial titles, it can never be taxed in perpetuity, which means forever. So any of you listening to me today, if you have a house, a farm on land, you can trace back all the way to the King of England. A lot of the databases now have all these allodial titles. You can even see the calligraphy and the king's signature on this stuff. You can go back and claim that title. There's a process in doing that. And not only would you never own tax on it again, government couldn't step foot on your land without your written permission. And it could be subdivided without the permission of the county or state. Freedom. Doesn't that smell wonderful? Freedom. So this is where we're kept in ignorant and in chains, because the title searches they do today isn't a real title search. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox, but that's an example. Pray the Lord. He is the author of freedom. He opens the prisons. Remember that? Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. And also do your due diligence on your health. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free catalog, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.